Hello and welcome to episode 130 of Grumpy Old Ben's for Monday, January 25th, 2021. I am Darren O'Neill coming to you live from a bunker deep in the heart of Middle America, just outside of Chirac. We're waiting on a lot of snow and 30 people were shot, 7 fatally over the weekend.
And from America's occupied left coast, I'm Ryan Bemrose.
Wow, you are occupied, man. What the hell's going on in Tacoma? Then there was another city, they said like 88 miles from Seattle, where they took over a government building where the mayor had to be ushered off to safety. I mean, I thought Joe Biden was bringing in a new era of peace and prosperity.
Yeah, it turns out that the far left rioters and agitators that were the ones who launched the Democrats into power. Funny thing, they were only using them.
They're not happy that Joe and Kamala got in and they're not just going to stand down?
Yeah, one of my favorite, I don't have any idea if it was authentic, but it was definitely making the rounds, was a big image of a tweet from Black Lives Matter saying, "I'm starting to think the Democrats used us."
I think there is a lot of misunderstanding to go around on a whole lot of people. There's people in the states now that are going to be hit really hard by things like the pipeline closing that are like, "Oh, what the hell, Joe?" It's like, did you not listen to what he said he was going to do, you morons?
No, because the news media is not telling people what he's saying. They're not telling people anything useful.
Which is why you have to do your own homework and go to idiots like us.
You don't expect when the Democrat propaganda arm like CNN and ABC News and things like that, you don't expect it's not a very good campaign message to come out and say, when Biden, if you elect Biden, then within his first 24 hours, he's going to destroy 100,000 jobs.
So that wasn't on the poster.
It turns out that wasn't one of the talking points. He said he was going to do it and then he fucking did it.
Which you have to give him credit for.
There is that. So this occupied thing, I noticed, the thing that put me on this kick was reading that apparently troops are going to be in place in Washington, D.C. until March. Yeah, so months. That is literally a military occupied city by now. And it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of fuckheads. But at the same time, what the hell is the United States turning into? They finally sent the troops home from Olympia. Inslee didn't want to continue funding them yet. Which is hilarious, because the day after all the National Guard was demobilized, that was when all this shit in Tacoma started up. But the whole reason for the troops in Olympia was because of some doorbell ditchers. You heard about that?
No, this triggered a response from the National
apparently,
Guard.
Well, apparently some quote protesters, and I don't know exactly what happened. Some protesters managed to quote, get all the way to the front porch of the governor's mansion.
Oh, that's so scary.
So like I said, doorbell ditchers, somebody got up there, probably rang the doorbell and ran off, and fucking Inslee decided to call up the military.
Well, I mean, there is still a lot of questions about how much violence, if any, came from the right when it came to the Capitol riots. I mean, it seems like the agitators that did the worst stuff were perhaps not a part of a peaceful Trump crowd. Instead, they were people that were there and that were embedded into the group in order to cause problems. And this is something we've talked about.
Yeah, plenty of evidence at this point that there were Antifa people, very, very anti-Trump people, who were trying to turn this into a false flag. And that may or may not be true, but the other half of that, which is take a little thing that happened and blow it way the fuck out of proportion forever and use it as a justification for all kinds of new, you know, authoritarian dictatorial policies where we turn the entire country into a gulag. That part is going on out in the public and seems to be happening apace.
Right, because the concept for the National Guard in Washington was, oh my God, there's going to be so many problems when they try to inaugurate Joe. And there were none.
My favorite theory, all those flags were planted there. My favorite theory was underneath those flags, it looked like a cemetery with all the flags. And the National Guard was there just in case all of the Biden voters had themselves a zombie uprising, came back from the dead and started asking, like, hey, we voted for you. Why are you killing our jobs?
Could be, because that was the reason we were given. That would make more sense. Zombies would have made more sense than the right is about to do this all over. And then this is why we need them to stay, because if you have the National Guard in Washington, D.C. for months now, what you're saying is you think there's going to be another attack, even though
is that you're not a legitimate president. And the only way that you can stay in that building is through military might.
Right. Because you think the people are turning against you. And that is the question is, do they believe that, or do they know that the people that committed the violence at the Capitol were maybe not the Trump supporters? They were just put there. I mean, we know the mob mentality. We know that there were a bunch of Trump supporters that ended up walking through the Capitol. We saw them because they were the worst rioters in the world. They're the ones that respected the velvet rope. So we know that a lot of them walked through the Capitol. Were the people that were actually the violent ones? And if people haven't seen the video of them smashing the glass trying to get into the speaker's lobby, then you don't understand what was going on in some areas. There were some camera shots, as we said, people walking peaceably, kind of look like they're on a tour group, but there were a small amount of people that were causing some major issues, that were doing violent things like smashing windows, that were at the front of this. And again, mob mentality. Once the people breached the doors, everybody else was like, oh, well, everybody else is walking into the Capitol. We should too.
Tourists.
Right.
I mean, that sounds flippant, but that's exactly the mentality is, well, everyone else is going in there and I've never been inside the Capitol building, so let's check this out.
Yeah.
That is a pretty common thing.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot with a big mob of people, no matter who it is, to have a few people agitate a large portion of the crowd. And nobody's really seemed to be doing any investigating beyond the fact that we do know for a fact there have been some Black Lives Matter and Antifa folks that have been, you know, arrested before that were in that crowd. So one thing's for sure, you can't say that it was 100% of a Trump crowd, because that's been disproven. Now, who was causing all the violence, that we don't really know as of this point, but there's some strong signs pointing.
Are you still talking about January 6th in D.C.? Because almost all of the violence that I saw any evidence of was caused by one Capitol policeman with an itchy trigger finger. There really wasn't that much else. Like inside the Capitol, I mean, yeah, okay, they went and they were disorderly and they sat down and totally failed to drop a big steamer on Pelosi's desk, which I think would have been appropriate. But what violence?
And, you know, well, the violence was smashing the windows right before the woman got shot. And I would say that don't really believe that I would classify an itchy trigger finger on the cop. I believe that this is what they're told to do. This is the door where he was standing. Literally right behind him was the door to go into the chamber where the House members were. So this last line of defense. If their standard operating procedure is, hey, if somebody breaches this, you shoot them, then he was doing his job, and rightfully so.
Yes. And to be clear, I don't blame the Capitol cops for what happened here. This is you play stupid games, win stupid prizes. If you're going to charge in somewhere where you know it's defended by armed guards whose job it is to defend shit, then you can't just act like, oh, well, I'm pretty sure he's going to put his gun down. Well, no, I mean, even if you think that they are going to put their gun down, somebody might not, and somebody might actually take it
right
seriously.
And you're putting yourself in the line of danger because you don't know. What if the protester right next to you comes out with a gun? We talked about that the Breonna Taylor thing.
I mean, that would change a bunch of things in terms of the immediate dynamics, but the overall effects of a bunch of unruly people charging into where there are armed guards.
Yes, who have orders, which is, you know, we talked about this with the Secret Service, and I don't know if Pence was still anywhere near there at this time, because he was quite recently up until that point, and where Mike Pence was would have been literally right behind the door where the police officer shot from. So I don't know. Yeah, but we've talked about this, which
these people do drills. They get all of the lizard folk out of the building the moment that anything gets up.
But that didn't happen as of that point. That was confirmed that there were still people.
And yet not a single member of Congress gets shot. Where is the justice in the world? Oh, wait.
Well, again, that's that because loud. That, you know, this is not about who gets shot. It's about the situation that was unfolding. And the questions were, you don't know who is in this mob. You don't know who's trying to breach this second level of security. So if that's their job and the Secret Service has their job, there's no question about it. If there's any question and it's like, well, protecting the Capitol vice president,
Police, not Secret Service.
Well, you don't. Nobody knows for sure because really said he was not in uniform.
OK,
which, well, again, I mean, it would be I was going to say really matter? Probably not.
If you are on the side of the Capitol Police and defending the second line of defense, you know, maybe they needed to get their conflicting orders worked out first, because it might have helped if the first line of defense hadn't opened the door and waved protesters in.
I see. I've never seen that. Now, you've seen this happen?
I don't know. I don't watch.
It is not the right thing to do because I don't believe that was the case.
Well, I also don't. I have not actually seen videos of anybody getting shot. So as far as I know, they had a tea party in there. But I've heard the same reports that, you know, somebody got shot in the Capitol. I've also heard reports that there is video of people opening the door and waving protesters in.
Yeah.
Fletcher has seen the video.
Yeah. I don't believe Fletcher.
I trust Fletcher more than you.
Well, then you should be doing a different show, because there's nothing where it's like, oh yeah, sure, come on in. That's bullshit. That's complete and utter bullshit. So. Now people that breached, that went in, I mean, you saw, well, you didn't see any of the videos, obviously. I guess you don't watch any of the news, but when people are breaking through the doors, both on the outside and once they got in, this was not a just, oh, somebody opened the door. They were breaking windows and going in any which way they could.
I wasn't there. I can tell you exactly what was going on behind my cat during that time, but I don't have any firsthand accounts. What I do have is Fletcher is posting Twitter links right now. I'm not clicking on a Twitter link, but I have heard reports that from people who are generally more reliable than news media, take that as you will, that there is video that people that the Capitol Police opened the door. And I don't know if there was waving people in or whatever, but there was clearly evidence that they were not in, you know, the front line door was not, you know, this far and no farther. They weren't holding the Maginot line. At some point, they opened the door and people walked in. The door was not open from the outside. That much I have confidence in.
Well, then you should watch the actual video of it happening. But I guess that's irrelevant at this point. The point is, I guess the violence that's still going on, it doesn't seem to be from the right.
Where?
It all seems to be from the left. Well, in Washington State.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The violence is still going on across the country.
I thought you meant D.C. Like, that's pretty fucking quiet right now. It's pretty much a military base, an occupied city.
Yeah. And because, you know, the National Guard is there to do what? I guess who they're protecting from who? I don't know. But maybe if they just wanted to put up a wall to keep all of the politicians in, you know, that would be a good idea. Keep the rest of us safe.
That was my suggestion. Was we need to lock up the Capitol and throw away the key and make, you know, put all kinds of steel plates over all the windows and doors and not let anyone through, period. And then they can legislate all they want. Actually, that wouldn't be effective regardless, because Congress aren't the ones that make laws anymore. Apparently Joe Biden is.
I don't know. This new law coming out, which this is something that we can just hit briefly, because this
You dropped this one on me about 40 seconds before we started the show. So
yeah, same here. This just came to light. I saw it on No Agenda Social, which was posted by Martin JJ. And I took a look at what the Gateway Pundit is breaking down. I mean, as all of these laws, as we've talked about in the past, something needs to be done to simplify this stuff. It shouldn't have to be like, here's a new law. What's the number of pages on this thing? Because it's another one of these things where it's like, if you really want to read this, it's going to take you a long, 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 long time. And this really, it's wrong. It is wrong that these things are so out of control. I'm trying to even scroll down. I mean, my computer's not even powerful enough. Just scroll all the way to the bottom of this.
Like with social media terms of service, nobody reads these things before signing, which includes Congress critters. Their party leadership says you're voting yay or nay on this, and that's really the only piece of information they need, which is good because it's the only piece of information most of them will get.
Now,
they can try to read it, but you're only given a half hour, and you're like, okay, here's 12,000 pages, go.
Now, we'll use Martin JJ as the source for this before we can look into this more fully. And
yes, Martin JJ, also more reliable than ABC News.
Yes, well, that is absolutely true. But he lists 14 points. I don't know if these are his or if he got these from somebody else. But number one, internet-only voting registration with electronic signature submission. So, okay.
The internet only voting or internet only registration?
It says registration. Okay. Then banning, number two, banning the requirement to provide a full social security number for voter registration. So internet only registration, and then banning the requirement for you to have to give an SSN to register. So I don't know. I guess you give nothing now, according to this bill, in order to be able to register to vote.
Well, I mean, it helps to have a warm body, although they'll take the cold dead ones, too.
Yeah. Number three is a nationwide motor voter registration, which means once you get a license, you're automatically registered to vote, which if you're a citizen, I'm fine with that. I don't think you necessarily need to have to jump through more hoops, because once you have that ID, you know, you should be verified.
There are plenty of states where they hand out driver's licenses upon exiting the border tunnel.
The number four, 16-year-olds required to be registered to vote. Now, this is interesting, obviously, because...
Whoa. Compulsory voting has never been a thing in this country.
Well, required to be registered. The 16-year-olds required to be registered to vote, but 16-year-olds can't vote. You can't vote until you're 18. So is this also a change coming in this new beautiful bunch of legislators that have been put into power?
I'm betting they'd take your vote as long as it's for the right party.
So 16-year-olds required to be registered to vote. Number five, nationwide same-day registration. Number six, $25 million in grants for using minors in election activity. I don't know what that means.
Minors like Bitcoin miners?
No.
Like stone miners, or like little people?
Like underage children. I mean, under the legal age. So I don't know if this is a Joe Biden thing. Grants for using minors in election activities.
He is all about underage children.
Yeah. Number seven, more children voters. So yeah, I guess this is something to do with getting younger children voting, because I mean, we know they've worked so hard by the time kids are 16 to indoctrinate them in school.
Yeah.
That
the teachers unions are getting like 10, 11 year olds and turning them into Democrats. So why not get them started early?
Voting younger, younger, younger. Number eight, prohibiting attempts to clean voter rolls of non-residents. So they're allegedly, according to Martin JJ, this legislation will prohibit even attempting to take non-citizens off the voting rolls. That will now be illegal to try to get non-citizens removed.
Illegal.
Correct. Yeah. It's all. Yeah.
Okay. Not just like, oh, we're not going to do it. Like in Georgia, when shortly before the Senate runoff, they were like, hey, maybe we should think about auditing our voter rolls and maybe getting rid of some of the people who aren't eligible. And a fucking, the court shot it down and said, no, all of the dead people must stay on the voter rolls. And then funny how the Democrat won the runoff race.
Yeah. Yeah. Two of them.
Yeah. Who knew?
So, yeah, I mean, prohibiting would seem to be like, yes, not only are we just going to ignore them, we're going to prohibit the attempts to even to take a look, kind of like they're trying to prohibit anybody asking questions about this current election. I mean, just saying that, we would be thrown off of YouTube for that.
Yeah, I had another story about that, but I'll get to it in a minute.
Continuing on here, number 10, mandatory early voting. So early voting will be mandatory, at least, I guess, to be offered. Number 11 is, he puts it all caps here, the big one. Nationwide vote by mail ban on ballot protection measures, legalized limitless ballot harvesting. So nationwide vote by mail, if this passes, coming to the United States.
What's the source on this? Is it like a link to an article or something?
It was a link to a Gateway Pundit article, but there is the text of the bill up at congress.gov. So this is,
I'm going to have to read that. Because right now you're basically saying that Martin JJ is a solid source and yet Fletcher is not reliable.
Well, because I'm looking at what from the government's own website with their own words. So, yeah. Yes, I'm sorry. I trust that a little bit more as being accurate
than the video that NetNed posted that I'm looking at right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you don't, I mean, how do you know who those people are? If you're seeing anybody like opening a door, how do you know who those people are? Because there were people dressed every which way.
Well,
So, yeah, you don't know.
Okay. Oh, thanks. Thanks for cutting me off. Show is about now?
Sure.
I was busy watching. It's called Primary Sources. And I'll tell you what, I don't know who the people are who are walking in and out of the door. What I do know is that whoever it is, they had a fucking key. So if the Trump party is somehow organizing people and bringing them into the riot that they're setting up and handing out keys to the Congress building saying, if any of you get to the door, go ahead and unlock, then I guess your theory that it was only protesters holds water. But otherwise, if the only people who have a fucking key to the door are the people who were already in there, there was someone on the inside. That's all I'm saying.
You have no idea who it is, and that has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now.
I don't know what we're talking about right now.
All right. Let's just cut the show and do it another day.
You think that would help?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, were you done with the voting legislation thing?
Yeah, I'm just done, dude. Okay? I'm done.
Okay, cool.
Cheers, stream. Have a good one.